Well, good morning, everybody. It looks a little different, but we're so pleased to have our dear friends Jack and Ann Haley here with us. As it turned out, Misty couldn't be here this morning, so Nate called me and said, "Hey, can you do the music?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "How about just Jack and I do it?" Like I said, with the three of us, it wasn't going to fit up there, but we're happy to be here. But let's start with hymn number 444. Hymn number 444. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And let's stand as we sing all three verses. 444.
Beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
So that he might
God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
Thank you. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we come together today to praise you. We are so happy that we can freely worship you. Please be with those who are not able to freely worship you across this globe, dear Lord. We hope that peace may come to their hearts. Dear Lord, also be with those who are in harm's way. Be with those who are unable to be with us this morning, those who are sick, and those who are ill in many ways. Dear Lord, we come to you today with great thanksgiving. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the fellowship of our friends and our family here today, dear Lord. And with all these things, we come to you in your name. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
CWF will meet Wednesday at 9, is that right?
The meeting starts at 9:30.
At 9:30, okay.
Coffee hour ahead of that. Yeah, visiting ahead of that.
Okay, so meeting at 9:30, visiting ahead of that, but that is on Wednesday. We do have men's breakfast on Saturday the 20th at El Rodeo at 8 a.m. Lampasas Mission. Our mission focus for January is the Lampasas Mission. Charlotte Holland is the new director of the mission, and she'll be speaking on the 21st here at church. We will be collecting items for the mission as well. There's some special things that they're needing at the mission. They're needing canned meat, cereal, fruit, but not applesauce. I'm guessing they have an abundance of applesauce. Bath soap, shampoo, and conditioner. Those items are also listed on the back of the insert of your bulletin. There are some prayer requests for medical care for those in need. The church cookbook, we do have a due date on the recipes for the cookbook for the 31st. If we're not able to make that deadline, I kind of wanted to use that deadline as a checkup date to see what we've got. And then we can, if we don't have enough or we need to do some tweaking, then we've got a little time to do that. But I'd like to get that to the publisher by the first part of March. So we need to, if you haven't had an opportunity to submit any recipes, please do so. And if you need information on how to do that, let me know and I will be happy to help. We do have some of the forms and the, I guess we call this the breezeway, and the login access for online, and also the paper forms if you need any. So, are there any other announcements? I get everything? Don't forget that our upcoming events are on the back of the bulletin, as well as the worship calendar. And if you did not get, I don't have
a copy. If you did not get a devotional, yes. There's some here on the front pew. And just to, as a reminder about the Valentine's Day banquet and leadership training, this is the annual training that I provide. And I would really appreciate if our deacons, our elders, and our board members could be there if at all possible. Just to go over, you know, what are the biblical responsibilities? What are some ways that we can work together to help the church? Thank you.
And that's February the 10th. We'll have our Valentine's breakfast. The men will host our Valentine's breakfast. And we will also have a leadership training after that. Any other announcements?
Can I have one?
Yes.
Michelle, I want one of the cookbooks. I'm not depending on him. I know you would know. What were we talking about? Yes, that's a good gift to have. But I would love to have one of those cookbooks.
I bet you would. Especially if all the recipes are in there.
And I apologize, I forgot to introduce Jack and Ann Haley. They've come all the way from Iowa Park. And I apologize, I overlooked you. It's just like your family, so I don't even worry about it. Everybody's supposed to know who you are. Birthdays. I don't have any on my list, but do we have any birthdays? Yes, ma'am. Oh, we have a birthday.
Yes. Yes.
Let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday.
Celebrate with you. And what day is your birthday?
17th.
The 17th. We'll make sure that we write that down. Okay, thank you.
Anniversaries.
The only one I have on my list is Wally and Deb Campbell. Anybody else? Well, let's sing happy birthday. Happy anniversary. We can send it to him long distance.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. And many more.
Billy, can you send our wishes to them, the 19th? Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm coming
to
get all my stuff.
Thank you.
Let us continue in song, Ben, with hymn number 143. Now, your hymnal and our printed music doesn't quite line up, but the way it matches, it's 1, 2, 3, and 5, okay? Because that's all we've got on ours. We play off a little different sheets than that sometimes, and sometimes they just don't line up.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why I'm worthy Christ in love redeemed before His own. But I know He is able to keep us.
And now we come to that part of the service, which we go to the Lord in prayer. First of all, I wanted us to give these gentlemen a round of applause for taking care of leading us in worship this week. And we are doubly blessed because after the reading of God's Word, they're going to play some more music for us as well today. And I also want to give credit to someone that I know does not get enough. I want to thank my better half, Deanne, for everything she does for the church. She helped a lot with the certificates today. She does most of the work when it comes to the bulletin and most of the work when it comes to any of the newsletters. So if we could just give her some thanks too. And of course, we know a lot of people that are having health concerns right now. Sam Shore visited with me a while before the service, and Kathy's not doing well at all. If you get a chance, please feel free to go and visit her at Lampasas Nursing, but she's having a tough time of it, and it's tough on him as well. And also, please correct me if I pronounce his name wrong, James Rohan, who's deaf, who needs our prayers. Alan, who burned his hand, if we could pray for his recovery. And the persecuted Christians, especially those in China, the government of China just blew up a church recently. And Larry has been struggling with the flu. So please pray for Larry, but please at this time do not visit him. And we need to pray for everybody in our community that's either suffering from the flu or from these allergies that are really bad. For the Boardwell family and their time of grief. For Becky Gallagher, who's recovering from food poisoning and is in the hospital. For Rhett, recovering from a broken collarbone and is driving to Texas A&M today. One moment. Woo! There we go. And also, please pray for the family of Carolyn Barnes, who passed away in their time of grief. Are there any other prayer requests today? Yes, Michelle.
Ann Haley's foot.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah,
she's on the list.
The 19th, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And throw a prayer in there for Jack.
If you caregivers.
Now, what will happen with your foot on the 19th?
Pardon me?
What will happen on the 19th with your foot?
We're going to put a plate in where someone had broken it and it didn't heal right. Do they have to re-break it in? I don't know. I didn't even ask.
Don't want to know.
Hopefully they give you some really good drugs.
They need to give Jack some really good advice.
That's why I need that cookbook.
Any other prayer requests today?
I have one.
Yes, sir.
Janet mentioned a while ago, we have taken our freedom of worship for granted. We may be coming to a time that we can't worship. We need to keep praying. We have the freedom to express our love for God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are already cities that use their zoning ordinances to try to keep churches out. And I think it was a couple years ago, the city of Houston subpoenaed the pastor's sermons. So, you know, we always have to be vigilant, you know, because freedom is not free. Anyone else? If you would please bow your heads as we first pray silently. Alpha and Omega, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we thank you that where two or more are gathered, you are here with us. Lord, we come today praying for Kathy and for her husband, that you'd be with them, that you would
help Kathy Shore in her adjustment to the nursing home, help her recover from her fall. We also pray for Kathy Berry and her health. Lord, we lift up Anne and her foot and her doctors. And, of course, we pray for Jack. We pray for Larry and everyone else in our community struggling with the flu. We pray, Lord, for our continued freedom of worship. And we know, Lord, that where you are, there is worship, regardless of what anyone tries to do. We pray for Alan and his recovery, and also for his semester. Pray for the persecuted Christians, especially those in China. We lift up the Boardwell family in their time of grief. We pray for Becky and her swift recovery, that your healing hand would be with her life. Lord, we pray for Rhett and also safety for his journey. And we pray for the Barnes family and for those who are mourning. We thank you, Lord, that because you live, we have hope, we have peace, and we have joy. In the holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
All right, let us continue in song with hymn number 122. I think, Billy, do you know which one that is?
Yes, I do.
I
sure didn't have to look.
Well, we were putting it together for this, and I said, this is one we can do, and I already know it. But now I am going to tell you, we're going to play it in a little bit different key, because I've got my buddy Jack here with me to sing lead, and I've got Alan sing lead pretty good, and I can get down and sing harmony where I sang most of my life. I never sang lead till I got into all of this, but anyway, let's sing all three verses of Because He Lives.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus, He came.
I'm saying
Church, we celebrate open communion. All Christians are welcome at the Lord's table. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy Father, we remember that Jesus commanded us in remembrance of Him to practice this ordinance, to confess our sins before You and to come to the table in a worthy manner, to take up this bread, which is Your Son's body broken for us, to take up this cup, His blood poured out for a new covenant, so that we may once again walk with You. And Lord, we thank You for giving us the gifts of Your Son and of Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' eternal name we pray, amen. Would you please join me once again in prayer? Father, we thank You that You have blessed us with all that we need to live a life of righteousness, obedience, and joy. Lord, we now, out of love for You and out of love for people, devote this time to giving back a portion of what You've so richly given us. And once again, we thank You for the greatest gift of all, Your Son. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise God.
Music that we've had today, to enjoy our worship together, for the many blessings in life, we are so very grateful. At this time, we bring our tithes and offerings, and we hope.
that you will help us make the decisions that we should in the use of the money. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Would you please remain standing as Michelle reads our scripture for today from Matthew chapter 5 and from Psalm 105. It is also in your bulletin.
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done.
Thank you, Michelle. And if you'd please be seated, I'm now turning the service over to these gentlemen.
Word. Anybody come in?
That includes y'all.
Oh.
I jumped the gun a little bit and I apologize. But Thanksgiving, we found out we're going to have two more great grandsons. We have, this will make
six
great grandsons. Four grandsons. My grandson. No girls anywhere.
Wow.
We was talking about it at our church one time. A man said, can you name them? I said, can I name them? I don't know who they belong to. we sang that song a while ago, How Sweet the Hold and Be Warm Baby. Everybody loves a precious baby, but I think when you get longer too, like we are, to hold a sweet grandchild is just special. And I thank God for their help. And I thank God that they're raising this time.
Amen.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise. How the people would sing. It would make the clappers ring at that old country church. We just went through and picked out, Nate said, sing for 10, 15 minutes, whatever. And I said, all right. So we went through and picked out some that we thought we wanted to do, and then we were working on them yesterday and checked it. Let me show you one I was working on here the other day. It got reshuffled, what, 4, 5, 6 times? It doesn't matter. I'm not even sure what we're singing next, but.
And sing as long as y'all want.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, no, man.
Don't ever say that. There might be some honky-tonk bar room.
If you see me leaving for lunch, you know it's time to shut it down.
Church knucklehead yesterday, and He fell in love with it. He said, no, we're going to take one out. We're going to do this one tomorrow. So this is called All Prayed Up. You might have heard it. I made my peace with Jesus a long, long time ago. Trusted him that he would save my soul.
Yeah.
Superintendent's office, and we figured out just in the, didn't take us long at all. He'd do the right river with. Oh, we were riding around the pasture yesterday looking at cows and whatever, got to reminiscing on all the wrecks, storms, and catastrophes that we had been through in the last 30 years. But 30 years ago, if we'd have told Ann or Vicki or anybody else that knew us that we'd be sitting up in front of a church somewhere playing music, what would they have said? They probably should have been. But when I was up there singing that gospel quartet, the gospel quartet always closed every thing we did with this song, "I'll Fly Away," and it's kind of become Jack and mine's trademark too.
And you know it, you just join right in.
You just jump right in amongst it.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
Especially for them to meet the needs they have. Father, we ask all this in your
Amen.
Bless me.